This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
La guerre est toujours un constat d'échec et c'est toujours la plus mauvaise des solutions.
War is always an acceptance of failure, and it is always the worst of solutions. Therefore, everything has to be done to avoid it. That's our position, and we will ensure that it is understood the best it can be. And I think it is understood anyway by the international community.
President of France, Jacques Chirac, speaking Wednesday to a joint press conference he held with Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. The two leaders say they will do all they can to avoid military conflict with Iraq. Dan Shore joins us now.
Hi, Scott. I think before we go any further, I have to tell you that my sources tell me that President Bush next week will declare war on France.
C'est la guerre.
C'est la guerre.
Before that joint press conference held by Mr. Chirac and Mr. Schroeder, France and Germany were able to thwart a decision in NATO that would have offered support from the full membership to the United States and United Kingdom in a war against Iraq. Obviously, the move caused a stir among American policymakers. Let me ask you, what did it do to the efforts that Secretary of State Powell has undertaken for a few months?
Well, Secretary of State Powell had staked his reputation on being able to get a unanimous resolution from the UN Security Council, which he got. Mm-hmm. And what's happened now is that his effort to take the dovish way to try to do this peacefully has been basically undermined by the decision of the French and their great friends, the Germans, to say no to any of that. We're not going to go into a war, and therefore what's happened is they have basically converted General Powell from a dove into a hawk.
Now, on Monday, of course, the UN weapons inspectors are scheduled to deliver that long-awaited report on Iraq's compliance, or lack of compliance, because, of course, our information is that the report will detail a general lack of cooperation by Iraq, but something short of outright defiance. So what happens after the 27th?
Well, what happens after that is that if we took the indications that were given by the administration some time ago, this was the end of the line, the last chance, which would suggest that that was it and the next thing would be war. But somehow that doesn't seem to be quite happening. There was a briefing for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee by Secretaries Powell and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. The chairman of the committee, Senator Lugar, came out and said that it was his impression, he believes, that there will be more inspection. So it begins to sound, and then the White House said something to the general effect that they're getting closer to the end of the line. So the final turns out to be not exactly final, and it looks as though not quite ready to leap into war.
In line with that, there was a meeting held this week in Istanbul of Iraq's neighbors, and they were apparently discussing quite openly what amounts to 50 ways for Saddam Hussein to leave his own country. What do you rank now as the chances that Saddam Hussein will, I wouldn't want to say choose on his own, but with the imminence of some kind of action, decide to do that?
All right, this initiative apparently comes from neighbors. It comes from Saudi Arabia, comes from Turkey. But the U.S. administration certainly give every indication that it's for the idea. Last Sunday, on the television networks, all the officials that you have in the top ranks of the security division of the administration, be it Secretary Powell, be it Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor, or the Secretary of Defense, all of them appeared on television. All of them said it would be a good idea if Saddam Hussein would step down, leave the country, and go into exile. So all you can say is that the idea has heartfelt support. And there's some discussion about whether even they would have to guarantee him that he would not be subject to a war crimes prosecution if he left. Even that is in play right now. So anxious is the administration to get a regime change without a war.
Is there any relationship in the fact there, of course, were anti-war demonstrations in the United States, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and several spots around the world last week? And at the same time, public opinion polls have come out this week showing that the support of the U.S. public for a war in Iraq, particularly if it's not endorsed by the U.N. Security Council, seems to be in decline.
Scott, the U.S. administration believes, and it may even well be true, that there can be demonstrations, there can be mass movement, there can be Gallup and other polls indicating that the support of Americans is sinking, and yet they know that if they go to war, that those polls will change overnight to support our boys and girls over there.
let's turn now to North Korea, because I don't think there was a broadside of words fired between the United States and North Korea over this past week. Is this just a lull?
I think the United States is very interested in settling this thing, and the thing is how they can do it and maintain the dignity of having first said we won't negotiate with them until they have promised and actually carried out destruction of their nuclear capacity, and then as well we won't negotiate, but maybe we'll talk to them. And there is a lull between the United States and North Korea, but there is no lull between North Korea and South Korea, where there are very active talks going on, apparently very friendly talks under the Sunshine Policy, and it may well be that the United States will simply be given an agreement that they have reached between them and simply asked to accept it.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're called talks or negotiations or just hanging out with each other, it does seem as if Kim Jong-il has gotten the attention of the administration in Washington, D.C., which raises this perennial question. Is the dear leader, as he's known, crazy like a fox or just crazy?
I'm not in a position to render a psychiatric report on Kim Jong-il. All I can say is that what has happened would be consistent with his being a very intelligent person. That's to say, I have, maybe I don't have, maybe I will have nuclear weapons. And the United States, which has cut off oil supplies that were agreed to 4 years ago, may resume them, may want to talk, may want to make way. It may well be that this is Kim Jong-il's way of fighting himself into the world community. Mm-hmm. And you first do it with a big threat, which gets everybody's attention, and then after all, you negotiate something. If he's crazy, he ain't stupid.
State of the Union address on Tuesday. What do you expect we'll hear from President Bush?
Well, the word is we'll have basically three sections, one of which will have to do with national security and the status of the on Iraq. I don't think it'll be definitive at that point. Part of it is what you call the care and compassion part of it, in which he will talk about things he wants to do for the American people, especially for those who are disadvantaged. He may, they're working on a big overhaul of Medicare, which would include out-of-hospital prescription drugs, whether that'll come in the State of the Union. I am not yet clear. And that's about it.
Latest polls showed that the president is enjoying, or perhaps not always enjoying, a job approval rating of 58-59%, which isn't unusual for a president in his or her second year, but certainly is a drop from what he had a year ago. Does he have a job approval rating problem?
Yes, he has a half a problem. His ratings are okay when it comes to foreign affairs, and they're sinking when it comes to the economy. Okay, listen, before we go off the air, the answer is Tampa Bay. What's the question?
The question is, who are the Oakland Raiders? Do you know that?
Do I know who the Oakland Raiders are? Yeah, people are going to lose to Tampa Bay.
My word, you have been preparing. I thought this all came off your head. Did you actually turn the newspaper to the sports section, or did someone open it up on the Metro in front of you?
No. I actually, knowing that what was going to happen before Super Bowl Sunday, I knew I had to have something, and I wasn't any longer able to say who's playing.
Well, it's a tribute to your preparation, Dan.
Thank you.